You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, when you were in network marketing, when someone asks you, what do you do? What did you say? And so the answer, honestly, is it depends. But let me give you a little bit twist on this. Okay, a little twist. So amateur network marketers, they think they have to be impressive, right? So they got to be, oh, I'm a network marketer, extremely successful, right? So amateurs think they need to be really impressive, okay? And it's just not the case. And so I've seen a lot of people blow this question. So they're at a networking meeting and someone says, what is it that you do? Oh, I'm part of a ground floor $1 billion opportunity. And yeah, man, it's no competition, ground floor, grassroots, amazing. And it's just awesome, right? And so they think that these crazy words are going to impress somebody. And the person is like, okay, great, buddy. Good luck, right? They look at you like you're nuts because you are. And so don't answer that way. If you do network marketing part-time, that's fine. Say, I'm a pharmacist, but I actually have a home business that I do on the side too. What is it that you do? Okay. What is it that you do? So little, right? You don't have to be big, elaborate, impressive, because the more impressive you try to be, believe me, the less you are. Believe me. Now, they may placate you, because if they're an advanced, emotional, intelligent person, they may placate you and play along with you and say, ooh, that sounds interesting. That's magical, right? They may play with you, but the truth is they already know the game. They already know that you're not successful at that because of how much you talked about it. And I'm just giving you a clue here, just trying to help you out here. So it's okay to say, hey, I work in, I make cabinets for a living, but I have a little home business that I like and it's cool. What is it that you do? See, your point at a networking meeting is to listen, not talk. Like my goal when I would go to a networking meeting is to talk as little as possible, little as possible. I'm not trying to sign them up at the meeting. That's nuts. It's crazy for you to think that I'm going to go to a networking meeting. I'm going to sign me up some peeps. There's 30 people in there. I should be able to get 10. Wrong. Why? Psychology. The people that are at a networking meeting, they're there for two reasons. Okay? Two reasons. Either to get a date. Unfortunately, some networking groups, that's their number one, right? Or number two, to talk about their business. So is number three to sign up for an MLM? No. No. No one is there. No one's there saying, hey, is anyone in an MLM? Hey, I got a few $100. I wanted to join a business. No one. Not one person. You'll never run into them, ever. So here's the two-step approach. Number one, say as little as possible. Okay? Listen. People are never listened to. Their kids don't listen to them. Their spouse doesn't listen to them. Their boss doesn't listen to them, right? Their friends and family don't listen to them. You listen and it's like, whoa, what is this sensation that I'm feeling? I feel so important. Make them feel important by listening, okay? Listen, grab their business card or grab their contact and follow up with them the next day. That makes you stand out twice because one, nobody listens anywhere. And number two, no one follows up. I mean, I remember I went to years ago, this is probably my funniest example, but I've done this 100,000 times. I remember I went to a learning annex years ago. I don't know if they still run those things or not. Huge, huge event. And I had looked into a booth, okay, because I was doing real estate at the time. I looked into a booth and a booth like this size, right, where you have to stand straight. Like you can't step left or right because then you're out of your booth, right? So a booth like this big where you got to stand straight, it's like $5,000. So there are some things where it's like $50,000, right? And so the booth like this, $5,000, and all of them have these little fish bowls and you could put your business card in, right? You just put it in. Now, what is that for? It's for people to follow up with you. I put my business card in 44 different booths. All of them paid minimum $5,000. Some paid up to $100,000 because it's a big elaborate. No one followed up with me. Not one person. Not one person said, hey, thanks for swinging by my booth. What's going on, big guy? No one, not one person. People are lazy, okay? Now, what I believe actually happens is I believe smart company says, let's have a booth, but they send hourly employees there. that don't care about sales. They don't care about commission. So they go there, they see the fishbowl, they dump it in the trash or whatever they do with it. But no one ever followed up with me. 44 different booths, 5,000 minimum, no one followed up. So someone said, what's the two phases? Here's the two phases. One, when you go to a network meeting, put on your listening ears, say as little as possible, grab the business card, grab the contact information. And step two, follow up with them. Hey, it was such a pleasure meeting you last night. And man, your story is so awesome. How you got into commercial real estate, I think it's totally cool. Now listen, I may be barking up the wrong tree, I don't know. But hey, you know, we actually work with a lot of different professionals, and you know, I'm just throwing it out there. Would you be at all open to a side project if it totally didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? Could they say no? Of course they could say no. If they say, nah, I'm really focused on what I'm doing, totally cool. Hey, listen, I'm just curious, do you know anyone that might want to make some extra money if we show them step-by-step how to do it without interfering with their career? Ask for a referral. Now, you may hear that and think, ah, no one's going to fall for that. You listened to them. You stood out. You heard their story about how they, you know, got into commercial real estate or whatever it is that they're in, right? You listen to them. They like you. I mean, the easiest way to get someone to like you is not what you say. It's how hard you listen. Do you listen to them, right? So no one does this. That's why it stands out. No one follows up and no one listens. So that's why it stands out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.